Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking about a farming couple, but he was also a minister for many years, Wilbur and Clara Cheney Cobb. They'll be our featured focus today. We'll speak to two of their sons, Gerald Cobb and Eldon Cobb, about their parents and what they meant to our community. We'll do it right after this word from the sponsor of this program, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville. And they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday as we continue to learn more about people, places, and things. And today we're going to be talking about a couple who was in this county, I guess, gosh, all their life, Wilbur and Clara Cobb. And their sons are here. We have Gerald and Eldon to tell us about them and their lives and their contributions to this community. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Let's start with your dad. Let's start with Wilbur. Tell me a little bit about his family. Have they always been here? How they got here? A little, just focus on him, if you would, and just pull that right up to you there.
Well, he was born June 24th, 1909, and actually was born in McLean, Illinois. Mm-hmm. Now, the family was from here, but somehow his dad was there for employment. I don't think he lived there more than 6 months or so.
Yeah.
Outside that, been in this area all of his life.
Your Cobbs go back quite a ways here in this county, as far as you know?
They do, and my brother Eldon probably could speak to that better than me.
But, yeah. Well, it's because he's as old as probably all of them, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
He's one of the first settlers, yes.
So your who was your dad's parents then?
Speed Cobb and Hattie Agee Cobb. Yeah. Now, we had the misfortune of Speed, my grandfather, dad's father, dying at about age six in a farming accident. So,
oh, really?
That made for a difficult upbringing for dad.
Yeah. Are pretty much all the Cobbs in this county hooked in some way? You know, there are some, Eldon, I'll pull him into it. There are some names in this county where you hear a lot of the name, but then you find out that it's like two different sets. How are the Cobbs? Is it like that here, or are they all pretty much kin?
Well, like Gerald said, our grandfather's name was Speed, and his father's name was John Cobb. I think he had a middle initial, and then I think his father's name was John Cobb with a different middle initial. Mm-hmm. And they are buried in the Cobb Cemetery. So
Christmas Mill, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, but they all kind of are the same bunch. If I see anybody here with last name Cobb, chances are you're kin.
Yes, distantly. You know, somehow. There's different branches.
Right. Okay. All right. So he is he's born in Illinois. They come back to Jessamine County. And what did your grandfather, you said your dad was how old, six?
Yes.
So he was raised by his mother only, pretty much, right?
I would say for probably about the next 6 years, he made his home with his mother, and she remarried a fellow by the name of Joe Rodas.
Okay.
So with mother and stepdad. But from that point on, he was kind of pillar to post where there was work with first couple of years being with his grandfather. Mm-hmm. Then that grandmother passed away, and after that it was just around the community.
Yeah.
He landed in a home down on Taylor Ridge with Blaine and Oney Willis, probably at about age 14, and that was a major positive influence on his life.
Now, is this the Willises, you know, Denton and that bunch? Is that who I'm talking about?
That's Denton's parents.
Oh, it's Denton's parents.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
Really? Okay. Denton, of course, father Dwight and Tommy and that bunch. So what did he do as far as schooling? You said 14 years old, he ended up there. Did he go on through and finish some schooling? What about education?
Well, interesting, if I can step back just a little bit, he was living with his grandparents. Mm-hmm. I can remember Dad saying, he called him Grandpa Cobb. He pulled him aside and said, young man, how would you like to go to Asbury College? And I think Dad was about 12 then, and that was exciting to him. Mm-hmm. He liked that possibility. Dad said it wasn't 2 weeks later till he was pulled out of school to help with farm work.
Oh.
So his formal education went through about the middle of the sixth grade.
Yeah.
And then he went to the School of Hard Knocks and learned a lot.
School of Hard Knocks, well-read. Did well.
And, you know, that had to be disappointing to him, but I'm sure it was somewhat of a motivation that I need to do well and maybe even work a little harder because he knew he didn't have that coming to him. So he went on to work on the farm, I guess, until he got to some age. Did he ever get any other kind of training at all in anything?
Not in the way of formal training, but after he made it well into his teenage years, he wound up in Kokomo, Indiana, working in a manufacturing site there for about 6 months, and then came back to this area and been here the rest of his life. But I think Eldon reminded me last night that was maybe a stove manufacturing plant there.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's switch gears just a minute and talk about Clara. Now, your mother, Clara, was a Cheney, and let's whoever wants to talk about her, same way you did with your dad. Tell us about her parents, how they came to be and who they were and her relations.
Well, she grew up over in what was called Cusick, Kentucky back then. They had a post office over there. It's in Madison, northern Madison County.
Okay.
Across the river from Jessamine County.
Yeah,
of course, it wasn't too long of a distance other than crossing the river to make contact.
Yeah.
And her dad's name was John Cheney, and her mother's name was Donella Johns Cheney.
What brought him over to the across the river? Was he a farmer, by the way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Was it probably that? Just came over here to work.
Back then, you know, they traveled back and forth across the river.
Mm-hmm.
And they could take an old wooden boat and go back and forth. And back where she grew up, it was a long way from Richmond.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it
was probably more convenient to Jessamine
County.
Come
this way, sure. Now, she had brothers and sisters. Tell us who they were.
She had Bertha Cheney Cobb, the oldest, and Walden Cheney and Wilbert Cheney. And Lester Cheney, and mother was a twin. Her twin brother died as an infant.
Okay.
His name was Clarence.
Okay. And we mentioned Bertha. She married, she's Gertrude Mulkey's mother.
She was married to Fountain Robert Cobb, known as Doc Cobb.
Okay.
He was an auctioneer.
All right.
And
So she, wait a minute, let me make sure I've got this right. She was a Cheney, Bertha, married a Cobb.
Right.
And your mother was a Cheney, married a Cobb.
Yes.
Now, were those two Cobbs related?
And Bertha's husband was a lot older than her.
Okay.
And he was, I think, our great-great uncle, I believe, by the Cobb side.
Right.
And he was our uncle.
On the other side.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that made it easy at Christmas. You just had to buy one present, I guess, instead of for two. So tell us a little more about her life going on up through her teenage and years. Did she get any kind of education, or did she have to stop? Or
she went to Siloam School over in Madison County, and she went through the eighth grade, graduated in eighth grade.
Yeah.
And that was the end of her
family. And at that time, that was normal. I mean, there's a lot of people did that, especially farm people. That's just the way it was. Helped on the farm, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're at a point, and I must ask, because I don't think I did. Did I ask you your dad's siblings? Gerald, did he have siblings that we want to mention them?
He did. I mentioned we lost my grandfather, dad's father, when dad was six. And to that marriage, he had a brother, Harold, who lived most of his adult life in Connecticut.
Okay.
And then Irene Taylor Garrett, who lived down on Taylor Ridge the whole time I knew anything about her.
Yeah.
Yes.
And was that it?
with grandmother's first marriage.
With Speed, right.
And then once she married Joe Rodas, there were a number of children born into that.
Okay.
Mary Breeden, Evelyn Starnes, Naomi Casey, Gladys Brown, and then there was a brother that died at an early age named Ammons.
Mm-hmm. pretty big family.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when they the Rotus came into the picture.
And I'm sure that factored into Dad's leaving that household at a fairly early age. I'm sure it was a crowded, competitive situation.
How, now, we're at a point now where we need to figure out how in the world did Wilbur and Clara get together? Do you know that story? What was it? There's so many times in these programs that we have heard different ways. You know, we've had everything from, well, they grew up to each other, to they went to church together, or they just walked down Main Street and saw each other. In fact, we just did a story on Russell Guy, and his children told that story that he walked down Main Street, he saw Reba, and he said, "That's who I'm going to marry," just like that. How did these two meet up?
I believe that they were, of course, this is back in horse and buggy days, and I think my dad borrowed a buggy from somebody. And they just happened to be in the same group together, and I think Mother was there to see someone else.
Really?
And Dad wound up with her.
That's right. So, well, we don't know who initiated it. We don't know whether your grandmother said, "No, I don't want that guy, I want Wilbur," or whether Wilbur said, "That's who I'm going to have."
I don't think the parents were involved with it. I think I've heard Daddy tell the story about something about a comb, wasn't it?
That predates me. You got more history than I do.
What year did they get married?
1929.
That was a rough time in our country's history, and it was rough to be a farm couple. Is that what they did?
Yes.
Is had a farm. Where did they live at that time?
Well, early in the marriage, they were renting property in the Mount Lebanon community. They lived in a number of areas there, but the first number of years of their married life, they were in that Mount Lebanon community.
Okay.
And we can, a little later on, they moved over to Mercer County. We can get to that.
Yeah, we're going to go to there. In fact, I was going to ask you now, there are three of you kids, is that right?
Six of us.
Six. I'm missing some then.
So we need to cover that.
Yeah. Well, what I want to ask is how many years passed from when they married to when the first one was born? Is it, and where I'm going with that is, did they continue to farm up until their first child was born? That's what I'm needing to know.
Yeah, that and well beyond.
But was there any other occupations in there before? Okay, now we get to the family. They decide they want to have a family. Let's go through the kids, talk about them and maybe what they did and who we would know as far as their offspring.
Well, you ask when the first one came along. They married in July 29, and first brother Bernard, or as he's known now, Bernie, was born December 30 the following year.
Okay.
And I hope the siblings won't mind me giving birth years, but John Speed, or J.S., came along in 34.
All right, before you go too quick, give me a look, Bernie. Now, what is first off, let me know if they're all alive or if any of them deceased.
Fortunately, all are still living.
All six are still living. That is amazing. And so, Bernie, what did he do with his life?
This is Gerald, and I'm the youngest. Bernie was gone from home before I was born.
Okay.
There was a 22-year spread between us.
Wow.
My parents had children at home for 40 years.
Bless their hearts. Well, they got plenty of stars and their crowns for that.
From the year he was born in 30 till I graduated high school in 70, they had children in the house. Yeah.
Bernie's career, was it around here? Did y'all stay here?
He worked in Lexington, I think, at a place called Carneal or something back early on, and then he went to Dayton, Ohio, and he worked at McCall's in Dayton for probably close to 30 years.
So he's been gone from here for quite a while.
All my life.
Okay, all of your life.
Until recently.
Okay. He had children, I'm assuming?
Yeah. Okay. He got a couple of girls that are in South Carolina.
Okay.
Maybe his youngest daughter, I think, is in Arizona now. And he has a son that's a minister over in Madison County.
Oh, yeah. We're pretty close.
Dad wound up in a ministry. We'll get to. Now,
right.
This grandson is also a minister.
Oh, good. Okay. So, all right. That's Bernie. Now, let's go to John. He's next, right? Talk about John, who his family, wife, kids, and what he did with his life.
I think I mentioned a little earlier, John was born in, J.S. was born in 34. He married a local girl, Nellie Hay, and they have five children. And I grew up with those children. They were more my age.
Yes. Can you name those real quick?
Sure. In order, Rodney, Byron, Marcella, Kevin, and Ruth.
Okay. So those, and I guess Kevin was my age. Is that right? Tommy Cobb's here, Eldon's son. And Kevin was a year older than us. And Ruth was a year younger. That's the two that we knew. Okay, all right. So that's John. Third, who was third in line?
Henrietta.
All right, tell us about her.
She's living in Austin, Texas. Moved there in, I think, 67. Transferred down there with IBM, she mm-hmm. and her husband. She has two children, Steve and Jeff, and they're all in the Austin, Texas area.
I forgot to ask you what John did for a living.
John, early on, he was with IBM most of his career, but prior to that, I think he was with GE.
Okay.
And those are the two employers I know about, but IBM was a long-time employer.
All right, so let's see. We did three, is that right? Who are we? Number four?
Number four would be the fellow sitting in front of
me. It was Eldon. So what have you been doing over these last 29 years you told me that you've been alive? Tell us about your wife and your kids and all that kind of stuff.
Tommy is my oldest son. Mm-hmm. My wife's name's Carolyn. She was Carolyn Brandenburg. Yeah. She grew up down around Midway.
How'd you two meet?
Well, I was working at a...
You wasn't in a buggy.
No.
Okay. All right.
I worked with her brother-in-law at Pfister's Gulf on New Circle Road in Lexington.
Yeah, okay.
And that's how we met.
And you met. All right. And you had two sons, Tommy, that you just mentioned.
Tommy and Tim.
Right. And we lost Tim what year?
2006. March of 2006.
Okay. And for all your life, you did what?
I worked for GTE for 29 and a half years. I retired December the 1st of 95, and I farmed back, you know, used to when we had tobacco. I raised tobacco and had beef cattle.
Right.
And then I worked for Jessamine County Sheriff's Office for 11 years.
Did you work out of the York Street GTE building?
I did.
That's what I thought.
Well, I started out in Lexington, and I worked up there, I think, 6 or 7 years.
You work with some pretty rough characters. Wayne Lowry and Jim Beaumont and White, James White. Yeah, you had a rough bunch there that you had to deal with.
James Masters and...
Eddie Jacobs.
All right. And you have how many grandchildren?
Four
of them.
We had two sons, and they each had two sons.
Yeah, just can't get a girl.
We finally got a great-granddaughter.
Oh, good.
She's 9 years old.
Cool. All right. Not spoiled a bit.
She rules the roost.
That's right. That's the way it should be. All right, you were fourth. Who was fifth? We get down to number five, I think. Is that right? And who is that?
Wilma, the second of the two girls, and... She went through Jessamine County High School here, went through a nursing program in Lexington, worked at St. Joe Hospital, met a young fella from Oklahoma who was a candidate for ministry, and he went back to Oklahoma after finishing at seminary here, and she's been in Oklahoma most of her adult life.
She has children?
She has three children in Oklahoma and Texas, and a number of grandchildren. I know she has one great-grandchild.
Right. Well, 22 years after Bernie was born, you were born, you said. 22 years. I just can't imagine. If my wife, at 22 years after my first one, in fact, my oldest will be 22 this year. If she came to me and said, it's time, nope, it ain't time. But in your case, it's a good thing it was time. So you were the baby, right?
I was the baby.
Yeah.
They probably had that same feeling that you mentioned.
Tell us a little about Gerald and what you've been doing.
Well, I was born in 52, and we were still living here in Jessamine County, down at the end of Cobb Lane at the time. I went to Crispin Mills School, moved from Jessamine in January of 64 to Mercer County.
Mm-hmm.
Mother and Dad had bought a farm over there on Dry Branch Road, and so from the middle of sixth grade through high school, I was in Mercer County.
Did you graduate over there?
I did.
So did any of these six graduate here?
Everybody else went through the school system.
So Jessamine County High, except you. You're Mercer County.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And your wife is a local girl. Tell us about her and your kids and grandkids.
My wife is Donna Groh Cobb.
And her mother, you might mention that. We have some people that listen that would recognize their names.
Grew up out at the vineyard, and her parents were the late David, and Joretta Groh is still with us.
And
she
of course,
makes a home out in Lone Oak now.
She was a Johns.
Correct.
Sister to Sonny and Arby and what's the rest of them, though? The boys. Several of them.
Billy. Kenneth.
Yeah. Yeah, a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And you kids?
have two children, Matt, who is 40-year-old and in Lexington, and daughter Jerry, who lives out on Union Mill here in Jessamine County. Yeah. Each of them has three children, so we have six grandchildren.
Six grandchildren. And how'd you support all these kids?
Well, no, I did. My number of kids was just two, but
right.
I was with Gulf States Paper for 33 years. Started with them when they came to town in 1971 and had a nice career with them.
Yeah.
They were in the packaging industry, still there, but now known as West Rock.
Right. So, and what else have you done since then? You retired. You're kind of like your brother. You couldn't just quit. You had to do something.
Haven't retired, but I guess you could call it retired from Gulf States. And a friend from Gulf States and I bought into a couple of Quiznos franchises at the time. Did that for 6.5 years. I guess that was a good experience, but a costly one. So
sure. Been kind good, of good food, though. I will say that. Yeah.
Been recovering from that a little bit. Been working for the school system since August of 2010.
Good. All right. So I think we've covered all the offspring of Wilbur and Claire, as far as I know. I guess we've missed anybody. So let's go back and talk about their life. Now, you mentioned that at one point in time, I guess, Which came first? Was it the ministry or was it the Mercer? Where does all this fit in as far as his careers?
Try to build a little timeline, and I hope Eldon will pitch in here if I need correcting or something to add. But they married in 1929 and became active in the Mount Lebanon Church and were very active there.
Is that Methodist?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And continued in that church until the year I was born, 1952. Dad, I think, had been feeling the call to ministry for probably some time. Eldon mentioned to me last night that he actually did some preaching before I had known anything about it. But he actually took his first full-time appointments in when I was 6 months old in 1952. And that was a couple of churches over in Madison County.
Well, let's think here. He was in his, 40s?
Yes.
When that happened? So at that point in time, not anymore, but at that point in time, that was kind of late in life, so to speak, to be starting a new career, wasn't it?
Well, it was an addition to his career. He never gave up farming.
Okay.
The churches he pastored were all rural churches, small churches. You might, if you're familiar with Mount Lebanon or Roberts Chapel down here, small Methodist churches.
Yeah.
Those were the type settings that he spent his ministerial career in.
Yeah.
But I think he pastored 9 different churches over 5-6 different central Kentucky counties from covering about a 36-year period.
Wow.
He continued on until about 1988, I think, pastoring churches.
Must have liked it. One of the questions that came in my mind as you were saying that is, I was going to ask, which do you think was his real love, that or the farming? And it sounds to me like it may have been somewhat equal, but to last that long at that many churches, the man had to and really love what he did.
I would have to say yes. He had a passion for both. He felt a calling to, and he was committed to his ministry.
Mm-hmm.
But his livelihood was through farming. Yes, there was small salary that came with the pastoral work, but he made his way through farming.
But to do, and this is not anything at all against pastors who make a full time living at it, but to. That even tells me more. To do what he did and to stay in those rural churches, knowing that what he might get would be very small, he didn't do it for the money. He did it because he truly believed it was the right thing to do and he enjoyed doing it.
Without question.
Yeah.
And I guess adding to that, I mentioned his first pastoral charge over in Madison County. Next after that, he took a couple of churches down in Casey County, and that was a pretty good haul. And it actually wound up being a little more than he could deal with the distance and modes of transportation and that type thing. So he was only in Casey County 1 year, but he continued on in ministry after that.
Did he continue to work in either one of those fields up until he passed?
Dad passed in 2000 at the age of 90, and he was still pastoring churches through 1988.
Oh, yeah.
He did some fill-in after that, short-term supplies and that type thing, but not on a regular basis after 1988. But at that time, he was 78 years old.
You mentioned earlier, talking about Ed Easley living next door, and I remember very well the place where they lived there on the corner. What point did they come to town?
Came back to Nicholasville in 85, and I think I mentioned they moved to Mercer County in 64, so they're there 21 years, and then back to Nicholasville in 85.
Yeah. And they were in a section of town that at that point, I guess from the 70s and the 80s especially, that was kind of the subdivision to be, if you will, that area with Nottoway and Greenwood this way and all that. A lot of big, well-known people lived in that community. You mentioned Ed Easterly there. You can just go all up and down that street, and some very prominent Jessamine County people lived in that area. Let me ask you a question. And I ask this in our programs, and usually people realize that this is the hardest question I have all day. I'll start with you, Eldon, and I'm going to start with your mom. If you had to describe Clara Cobb in a word, what would it be?
Well, start with, I couldn't have asked for a better mother.
Yeah.
And both our parents, including her, they lived their lives according to the Bible. Mm-hmm. They raised us kids according to the Bible.
Yeah.
And our life was pretty much farming and in church.
Mm-hmm.
And but she worked in the home. She helped do farm work. You know, I mean, like Gerald said, daddy's life, their livelihood was farming. It wasn't
right.
From serving in the church. And she milked cows and helped out any way she could.
And that was in addition to the hardest job she had, being a parent and being a spouse.
Yes.
I mean, you know, a housewife in those days especially, as you just said, because I had a grandmother who did the same thing. You know, you get up, you cook the big breakfast, you head out to the barn, strip tobacco, or milk the cows, or get the chickens taken care of, and it's back for fixing lunch. You got to figure out at what point in time I'm going to wash all them clothes, plus get those kids fed and ready. And man, I tell you, but that was life. And to her, it probably wasn't that hard of a job. It was life.
In my early years, you know, I mean, she could put a meal on the table in a very short time. And if it was chicken, it didn't come from a grocery store.
Exactly.
And, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. She probably took care of getting that chicken ready to
She
eat.
Did.
Yeah.
And there was no chicken better than hers.
Well, and that's the thing is, you know, I've heard some of the stuff. I mentioned my grandmother, it was my dad's mom, talk about how she used to take the top of a lard can. You all know what I'm talking about. There's people that will be listening here that has no clue what I'm talking about. But she would take that, and she would cook that full of biscuits. And my granddaddy, evidently, who I didn't know, evidently was a pig because he'd eat every one of them. But you know, then he'd head out and plow with two horses, and it took a lot of energy to do that. But yeah, it was a whole different life, and one that, and you just said something a while ago, Gerald, as you get older you appreciate even more what they did and how they did it. Same question for you about your mom. What, how would you describe her? Any different way or anything you would add, Gerald?
Am I limited to that one word?
No, well, yeah, one or two anyway.
I would echo what Eldon said, but she was a nurturer, loved everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned meals. I mean, there were three prepared meals every day, full meals. But my situation at home was a little different than the others. I mentioned the age spread, mm-hmm. and I was an only child there for about the last 10 years I was at home because all the others were gone.
Yeah.
And mother and I had a pretty special relationship. Ours could be a little more lighthearted than Dad was a pretty strong disciplinarian, wonderful man. Mother and I could have a lot of lighthearted moments. And
well, that leads into what I was going to ask you next, the same question about your dad, and it seems like you just described him probably there. Disciplinarian, but also...
Yeah, and not overbearing at all,
right.
but a disciplined man himself.
Exactly.
And just provided structure.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Learned so much from him.
Sure. Any words you would have for your dad, Eldon?
I'll echo what Gerald just said. I agree with that.
Yeah. You know, it's a shame, and we had the fortunate... ability to be raised kind of alike. You know, Tommy and I came from farming families. Both of us did. We kind of understand how it is to live on the farm and to have grandparents that were disciplined people. that did live by the book and knew how to take care of your family. We're very lucky, and it's a shame there's a lot of kids right now that don't have that. And even some of the experiences that you probably went through growing up that is not there today. The world, I think, would be a different place if we had some of that back. Your parents were great community contributors, especially, and your grandmother, or your mother, rather, in supporting everything your dad did. Your dad, in not only the farming, but how many people did he touch through his ministry? What did you say, 30-something years?
Yeah, 36 years.
We one of the other recurring themes on this program is what we call is the ripple effect, and it's really amazing that there are people out there who probably to this day are affecting people because of how your dad affected them. And your dad never knew that was going to happen. And it just keeps going on and on and on. So it's a lasting legacy, I guess you would call it. Yeah.
And widespread. I mean, we have families scattered all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. And you still have a lot of family here.
Correct.
I mean, this is a bunch of them. So, well, our time is up. I appreciate you coming in. You've shed some light on the family and who they were and their contributions, and appreciate you doing it for us.
Well, our pleasure. Thank you.
My thanks to Gerald and Eldon Cobb for coming in this morning and sharing about their parents, Wilbur and Clara Cobb. Appreciate you coming in also, and hope you'll do it again next week, 11 o'clock, for another edition of All Things Jessamine. Don't forget, I'm here every weekday morning to get you up and going, 6 to 8 a.m. on Jessamine County's radio station, Jess FM 105.9.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.